Hello and welcome to the Sam Knows podcast. I'm Barry Collins. Satellite broadband has long been a technology of last resort, the technology you turn to when the wires weren't fast enough. But that could be about to change. Elon Musk's Starlink is putting thousands of satellites into low Earth orbit, creating a mesh of high-speed broadband coverage that could soon cover pretty much the entire planet. Starlink promises download speeds of up to 150 megabits per second and super low latency that could genuinely make online gaming possible, something that satellite broadband has long struggled with. And that's not the half of it. Within a few short years, Starlink says it could be delivering download speeds of 10 gigabits per second, speeds that would rival even the fastest of full fiber connections. Will we all soon be beaming our broadband from space? Or has the hype machine gone into overdrive? In the first of two episodes about space broadband, I'm joined by Wade Bulio from Manitoba in Canada, who is one of the lucky few who've been accepted on Starlink's beta program and who is having the performance of his Starlink connection analysed by Sam Knows Technology. We'll find out how he's found the first few months of Starlink, how it's made a huge difference to his life, and the small flaws of relying on broadband beam from the sky. I started by asking Wade what his broadband connection was like before Starlink. By the way, you'll notice that Wade misspeaks when talking about speeds. When he says megabytes, he means megabits per second. So, just how bad were Wade's speeds before Starlink turned up?
Well, my broadband connection before Starlink was pretty slow. Like, I had an LTE to the home connection, was up to 50 megabytes. That it says up to 50 megabytes, but I've never seen that 50 megabytes ever. And usually, like, I'd get a really slow speed of maybe up to 5 megabytes when I did a speed test.
And so that means things like Netflix are out, I guess.
Yeah, you'd see like the garbled mesh when you're trying to watch Netflix. Like, you'd never rarely get an HD. And then once in a while, you'd get like the spinning loading screen and you'd have to wait there for a while and then till it buffered. And
it's obviously not just things like Netflix that you suffer from. It's work and everyday activity with a slow broadband connection, right?
Yeah, like it was pretty hard to connect to work with the remote connections and all the other streaming things. Like, we had a hard time running.
So how did you find out about Starlink?
I've been actually watching like the news for quite a while on Starlink, even before like things were announced.
And so when you saw the beta starting to come live, you put your name forward?
Yeah, as soon as I kept checking it every day pretty much and checking it out and seeing like, and then when I heard when there was like the beta sign up, then I jumped on it right away.
And how long have you had the kit now?
I had it since November 20th.
Okay, so you've had it in for sort of two or three months nearly. So what's the experience been like? How's it been different from your previous LTE connection?
Well, it's been a world of a difference. Like, anything will load, and I can actually download stuff from work and actually download files and update stuff on my computer. Like, before, if you download anything, it would take maybe a few hours and set your computer and go do something else. Sometimes you forget about it. Mm-hmm. Starlink, if you put something on download and go for make a cup of tea or something, you come back and you'd be surprised because that big file is already there waiting for you.
So what kind of speeds are you actually seeing on the downlink?
I've seen up to 200 megabytes.
Wow. That's, you know, that's pretty impressive for a satellite product. Previously, we've seen satellites, you know, maybe touch 50, 100, but I mean, even in Starlink themselves, say currently on the beta, 150 is the maximum you can expect to see, and you're seeing beyond that.
Yeah, and it's surprising too. Like, I'm literally in the middle of nowhere. Like, the closest fiber link is like maybe over 20 kilometers away.
So you have no real prospect of being connected to fiber anytime soon. This is as fast as it's going to get for a while for you.
Yeah, hopefully it's not the fastest it'll be in a while. Like, I'd like to see a bit faster speed just for like work's sake, because our work too kind of suffers from the same problem. We don't have good enough internet in the area.
So just explain to listeners what the Starlink package consists of, what you actually get sent.
Well, it comes with a dish that's attached to a 100-foot cable. Like, it's permanently attached to this cable. It comes with a 3-foot Ethernet cord to plug in the modem to a power brick router, mm-hmm. A little weird-looking, unique-shape router, and a tripod leg stand.
And so have you mounted the satellite dish on your house, or where is that placed?
Yeah, I've mounted it on the house.
And obviously, you know, one of the key factors is that you need to have a clean line of sight to the satellites, because any kind of obstructions like buildings or trees are going to cause issues. So did you have to take that into account before you ordered the product?
Yeah, I took it into account. I use their app. They have the Starlink app, and it has a little tool called Check for Obstructions. It has like a little cool augmented reality thing where it uses your phone's camera, and you look through your phone's camera, and it tells you to point up at the sky, and it shows a circle in the sky. And if there's anything in that circle, then it's obstructed. And if not, then that's the ideal place for it to sit.
And so you've had this up and running. How long did it take you from the kit arriving to being able to connect on your computer?
I'd say it took me about 30 minutes. It took me less time because I had to improvise with a mounting solution.
Okay, but that's impressive. It is literally almost plug in and go.
Yeah, it's a pretty fast setup. Like, everything's plugged in the box. Like, it comes all pre-plugged in. You just have to take it out. You don't even have to unplug anything.
And I mean, you mentioned that you're seeing up to 200 meg on the download. What kind of upload speeds do you see?
I see up to about 25 megabyte upload. It's pretty good.
That's not bad at all. And so just tell us about some of the apps and things that you can now do with Starlink that you weren't able to do on your previous LTE connection.
Well, I think it would be more about the e-learning and online education stuff. Like, I pretty much, when I like to learn stuff about technology and use like the e-learning websites. And before, when you're going through one of those books and it says download a module, and a module is like 5 gigabytes, you kind of lose interest. And then now download 5 gigabytes, it's like maybe 5 or 6 minutes, and then you get the module for e-learning.
And I guess in these times when everybody's been stuck at home and not able to get out, that kind of thing really makes a difference.
Yeah, it's really a world of difference.
And let's talk about some of the downsides of Starlink. I mean, when we just before we pressed record on this podcast, your connection dropped out for a few seconds. Is that kind of thing common?
It's very rare now. Like, well, it is common, but the downtime is smaller. In the beginning, it used to be like downtime would be like 3 or 4 minutes, and it would happen very common. Now the downtime is like a couple seconds and getting rarer and rarer.
To listeners, that's normally because the satellites are moving over, and at that particular moment, there just isn't any coverage. But as Starlink continue to put more and more satellites up into low Earth orbit, those kind of problems should start to fade. And in terms of latency, I mean, one of the most amazing things, I guess, about Starlink in particular at the moment is that latency appears to be down into the sort of 20, 30, 40 millisecond range, which starts to make things like online gaming possible. It makes things like this possible, where we can talk to one another and there's no great lag between what I'm saying and your replies. Have you found that? Have you been able to play online games with the service?
Yeah, it's recently, like with all the launches of the new satellites and everything, with less downtime, I've actually been able to play online games. I tried a few first-person shooters. They work perfect. Like there is a lag, but it's pretty good.
I know they have plans to improve latency by the summer. They hope to get that down to beneath 20 milliseconds as they bring the satellites a little closer to Earth. So again, that's one of those things that looks likely to only improve. And there's no limits on it. I mean, over here in the UK, most of the satellite broadband providers impose a reasonably strict data limit. But as I understand, Starlink are not putting a data cap on.
Currently, yeah, there's no data cap. And I haven't seen anything or heard anything about any data cap coming anytime soon.
Starlink is a little more expensive than perhaps a regular fiber connection, certainly over here in the UK. I don't know about where you are in Canada, Wade. But do you think that's a price worth paying at the moment?
At the moment, absolutely. Like, I pay it day and night.
And can I ask how much you're currently paying for the service?
It's currently $144 Canadian dollars a month.
So, and that would be punchy, wouldn't it, for a fiber connection in your country?
Yeah, almost equal.
So one happy customer. Finally, Wade, in terms of the future, where Starlink's heading, do you, I talked in the intro about how speeds are, you know, they're looking at speeds well into the gigabits a second over the next few years. That must surely excite you.
Absolutely. Like they're talking about like the laser links, and the laser links would decrease latency even further. So you could pretty much play with anybody in the world and get perfect latency with them.
Yeah, it's certainly one to watch. Well, Wade, thank you very much for sparing us some time, and good luck with your connection. So, you've heard what the beta tester thinks of Starlink's performance, but what does our expert make of it all? In the next episode, I'll be joined by SamKnows founder and Chief Technology Officer, Sam Crawford, who will reveal how Starlink compares to rival satellite providers and whether he thinks Starlink might even rival fiber providers. You can listen to that episode now. Thanks for listening.